Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 237. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Jenny O. That song is called Learned My Lessons, and that's on the new album Auto Mechanic, which came out February 6th on Holy Trinity Records. Jenny O is a Los Angeles artist, and she mixes a lot of different sounds. That album contains some songs that feel like Randy Newman at times, and others that sound like First Aid Kit, as Jenny O doubles up to create beautiful harmonies with herself. Definitely an album you should check out. Coming up this week, I've got lots of music that's really good for your headphones, so I hope you're listening in a quiet place and you can focus on this. And that's certainly exemplified by the next artist. This is Wood Pigeon with the song Red Rover, Red Rover.
Tell me what you wanna say. I've never been so lonely, never been so late, but I'm fine. I do it twice over to make sure that it's right. I never make mistakes and never start a fight, but it's time. Take your part in shots and now. Once you go, you're not mine. I'm calling you Red Rover. Calling you, come back over. But don't think it means a thing to me. We stand in line, our arms entwined, our backs raised. Someone from your side come. Time I hit my stride and break away.
we ended that set there with something new from Yola Tango. That song's called I'll Be Around, and that's on the band's new album, Fade, which came out January 15th on Matador. That Hoboken, New Jersey band has been around for years, and every album is a little different. I think this one maybe is a little more intricate and requires a little more attention than, say, their last one, which was just unabashedly happy. Before that, we heard from Wood Pigeon. That's the project of Mark Hamilton. That song was called Red Rover, Red Rover, and that's on his new album, Thumbtacks and Glue, which will be out February 26th on the Boompa label. I believe he's based out of Austria now, though he tends to move around a bit, I guess. That album was recorded about a year ago, and it's just now coming out both in the U.S. and Europe on the Fierce Panda label there, I believe. It is an excellent album. Again, something you should spend some time with. You'll get to know it and to love it. I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More good music coming up here, and an interesting little discovery here. This is Torres with the song Moon and Back.
Daddy, yeah, he loves you too. To the young boy smoking in the woods. I showed you how, I showed you how. We were young boys smoking in the woods. I showed you how, I showed you how. We were young boys smoking in the woods. I showed you how, I showed you how. We were young boys smoking in the woods. I showed you how, I showed you how.
I'm haunted, wasting my time on you. I cut my hair off, I cut my hair off. You cut your hair to look like him. You call this name to your skin. We were young boys smoking in the woods. I showed you how, I showed you how. We were young boys smoking in the woods. I showed you how, I showed you how.
And we end that set there with what will undoubtedly be the song that sticks in your head all week. That is from Sin Fang with the song Young Boys. That'll be on the album Flowers, which is due out February 19th on More Music. That is the project of Sindri Mar Sigfusson, and I'm probably mispronouncing that, from Reykjavik in Iceland. You may know him from the band Sea Bear. This album, the Sin Fang, is a little more upbeat than the last, and it actually was pretty good at the gym, too. So surprising album there that is just as wonderful as that track. And before that, we heard from Torres with the song Moon and Back. That is from her self-titled album, self-released out January 22nd. She is a 22-year-old singer-songwriter, Mackenzie Scott from Nashville, Tennessee, doing wonderful things there. That song would be kind of cheesy in the hands of a lot of writers, and that has done very, very well. I'm a big fan of that album, definitely heavy on the atmosphere, and very good for long walks. It looks like I'm about out of time here, so let me go ahead and get some business out of the way, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 237. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, lots of things coming up here. On the 15th, the J-Rock benefit is with the Quiet Corral and Cowboy Indian Bear at Uptown on the 16th, Country Mice and Brewinger at the Czar Bar, the 20th, Cher UK at the Record Bar, and then 25th, Maserati at the Record Bar, the 28th, Menomina at the Record Bar. The ACBs are playing the Record Bar on the 1st. On the 8th, the Hidden Pictures are playing at the Brick. On the 11th, the Agrolites will be at the Bottleneck. The 17th, Cradle of Filth at the Granada. The 18th, Darwin D's at the Record Bar. On the 22nd, Appropriate Grammar playing at the Brick. And on the 4th, it's a crazy night with Cigarous at the Starlight, Peach Kelly Pop at the Replay, Acid Baby Jesus at Davies Uptown with Hell Shovel, and then I believe that's the kickoff for the Middle of the Map Festival that weekend, though we don't know exactly who's playing or where there yet, so keep your eyes open for Middle of the Map Fest details, which undoubtedly must be coming soon. In the last week, I've cut a couple of shows and updated the Too Much Rock website. I'm not sure exactly what all's up there, but there's a Hidden Pictures Brewinger show that was covered, and a Casket Lottery show with Dead Girls that went up there. So check out the website. Keep up to date. You can follow any number of ways. RSS is my favorite, but that's just because I'm too lazy to actually visit sites regularly. Shame on me. We're going to end things this week with a track by Frightened Rabbit. This is from the band's new album, Pedestrian Verse, which came out February 4th on Atlantic. The song I'm going to play is called December's Traditions, and it is a wonderful song from an album that's pretty good. It's not as good as the previous works, I think. I liked some of the pop elements and some of the thinner and almost twee elements. This is definitely more of a rock album, but I think it probably appeals to more people this way. It's a very solid album. If you like this track, if you liked the earlier track I played, State Hospital, from the EP which preceded the album, then you'll like this, so you can buy confidently. Thank you very much for listening. We'll end things here with December's Tradition by Frightened Rabbit.
December's traditions suck the last of summer from our cheeks, draws the curtains, strips the trees. In so-called living rooms, Scottish pastimes come to roost, love's labor's stain, a linen sheet. Body who makes his bed beside you is slowly losing teeth. The boy needs sunlight and a shot of modesty. He needs to get some sleep. Tongue to tongue, the lick brings warmth.